having fun on a Friday that is a Friday of Fridays. And I'm not even actually talking about the fact that it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And believe me, I'm going to get to Ask Dr. Jesse questions where you have all kinds of things. You want to know what I think about Teddy Roosevelt. You want to know where you should go on your honeymoon. Questions about food, COVID, sperm counts, and the vaccine, and medical questions like that. Questions all over the place, but obviously we have something in the news we need to talk about first. And let's just say this right out of the gates. It is a good day. A good day. How many nights do we sit down, you and me, and we go through the headlines and this sucks and this is a disaster and oh no, what about this? How many nights? It's all the time, especially with Biden in there mucking everything up. How many nights? How many nights do we have to sit around and try to put a positive spin of some kind on the news of the day? A lot, right? Not today, baby. Today, the country I love, the country you love, the United States of America, took away the guarantee that babies can be killed in all 50 states. Roe versus Wade has been overturned. The issue is officially returned to the states where the states themselves can decide. And many states have decided. Remember, several states had triggers to where abortion is already illegal in those states immediately. And then you'll have states like New York. Probably going to go the other way. We're not really, look, set that aside for a minute. We'll get to that, and we'll get to how we're sandwiched, and we'll get to all the rhetoric from everything that's out there and some things you should probably do. And we're going to get to Ask Dr. Jesse questions, but we're going to take a moment and freaking smile because it's a good day. And we're going to give credit where it's due. One way you're going to enjoy, the other way you're not. But when we get gigantic wins like this, it's important we give credit where it's due. First, this is from 2016, Donald Trump's debate. Have a listen.
Do you want to see the court overturn Roe v. Wade?
Well, if we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be, that's will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court. I will say this, it will go back to the states, and the states will then make a determination.
Credit to Mr. President Donald J. Trump for getting elected and then following through on his word and putting Supreme Court justices up that were pro-life. That's the reason we have today. That's an easy one for you to feel good about. You're sitting there right now cheering, yeah, credit to Donald Trump. I have one that's going to hurt. Nevertheless, this is an adult show. Whoa, wait a minute. That didn't come out right at all. We're adults here, okay? That's what I'm trying to say. We're adults here, all right?
We're changing people's lives.
That's what we're doing, Chris. We're adults here. So we're also going to give credit to places we don't want to give credit. How many times have you heard me sit here and criticize Mitch McConnell? A lot, including for this gun fiasco that's now law or going to become law. Mitch McConnell deserves a lot of credit. Save the hate mail. Save the hate mail. He does. This is not your mommy's show. This is your daddy's show. We give hard truths out here. Barack Obama sitting there as president of the United States of America. Boom, there's a Supreme Court vacancy. All the pressure in the world for the Republican Senate to fill that seat. Mitch McConnell said, no. We will not fill that seat. We will wait till the election. Donald Trump gets elected. Seat gets filled. That's how we have rulings like we've had this week with the guns yesterday and abortion today. I know one of those was fun to hear and one of those hurt to hear, but on a day where we're celebrating, let's give credit where it's due. Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell deserve a gigantic attaboy. Good day. It is a good day in America. I mean, well, I guess not for everybody.
No point in saying good morning, because it certainly is not one.
Grandma Vodka was struggling out there today.
I am personally overwhelmed by this decision. From time to time, I quote...
Okay, hold on one second. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be crude at all, but you're personally overwhelmed, lady. You are farting dust. You're not having any more babies. If Nancy Pelosi got pregnant at this point in time, she'd have to give her body over to science to study how it's possible for a dinosaur to get pregnant. What do you mean you're personally overwhelmed? Anyway.
I am personally overwhelmed by this decision. From time to time, I quote this poem by Ehud Manor. He's an Israeli poet. I met his wife when I've been in Israel. He says, I have no other country, even though my land is burning. Only a word in Hebrew penetrates my veins, my soul, with an aching body and with a hungry heart. Here is my home. I will not be silent, for my country has changed her face.
I'm sorry. I'm going to let her keep going in a second, but this is in response to simply saying, don't kill babies anymore. This is so bizarre.
My country has changed her face. I shall not give up on her. I shall remind her and sing into her ears until she opens her eyes. Clearly, we hope that the Supreme Court would open its eyes.
That was Grandma Vodka. Oh, don't think she was alone. Would you like to hear what CNN sounded like when the news broke? You probably haven't heard this one today. They're having a rough day over there.
Stand by, Jeffrey. We do have breaking news just into CNN. The Supreme Court has just issued, and this is the decision many were waiting for, a ruling in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. This, the major case regarding abortion rights in this country.
They're very, very sad. Joe Biden's very sad.
It's a realization of an extreme ideology and a tragic error by the Supreme Court, in my view. The court has done what it has never done before, expressly take away a constitutional right that is so fundamental to so many Americans that it had already been recognized.
What the court has never done before? The court has never taken away a constitutional right? Someone should remind Joe that the court upheld slavery. The court upheld slavery. Joe should remember, I think he was 50 or 60 at the time when the court upheld slavery. But someone should let Joe know all that. And then he went on with, and this is, again, this is going to go on to the theme that we're going to talk about tonight again, about how we're sandwiched. Listen to the rhetoric they use.
So extreme that women and girls were forced to bear their rapist's child. The child, a consequence. It just stuns me. So extreme that doctors will be criminalized for fulfilling their duty to care. Imagine having a young woman have to carry the child of incest as a consequence of incest. No option. Too often the case. The poor women are going to be hit the hardest.
Imagine what it would be like to have your own grandfather, your child so illegitimate, your own grandfather won't acknowledge his existence. I mean, that's what it's like for Hunter Biden's illegitimate love child that he had with a stripper in the Biden family. That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? Anyway, Chuck Schumer, New York Senator Chuck Schumer, also has the sads.
Today is one of the darkest days our country has ever seen. Millions and millions of American women are having their rights ripped away by a MAGA hard right Supreme Court, by five unelected justices on that MAGA court. These justices, appointed by Republicans and presiding without any accountability, have stolen a fundamental right from the women of America. These justices were intentionally appointed by Republicans to overturn Roe v. Wade, and every Republican senator knew this would happen if they voted for these justices. The MAGA Republicans are complicit in today's decision and all of its consequences.
It's a good day. Put a smile on your face. All right, We do have Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We have a little bit more on all this Roe versus Wade talk. It's going to be a blast tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let me tell you this first. On a day like today, maybe you're in a good mood. I'm in a good mood. That's a good day to give back. When you're sitting there and maybe you're sitting around with the family, maybe you gathered around and said a prayer of thanks, maybe you're having a bourbon, maybe you're going out with your buddies, maybe whatever you're doing right now. When you're feeling good, you had a good day, it's been a good week, it's a good day to go to Tunnel to Towers and give back. It is important to remember that there are people out there who are hurting, lonely, scared, don't know how they're going to pay the bills, and Tunnel to Towers is coming alongside these first responder families, Gold Star widows. They're paying off mortgages for these families so at least they don't have this huge financial burden on top of everything else. And all they ask from you and from me is $11 a month. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org and sign up to give $11 a month.
On down to San Antonio.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a glorious day, a glorious Friday. And it's not just because it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. This Roe decision is a great decision. Return the issue to the states. Allow New York to do what we all know New York's going to do, but let it be pro-life in other places and let people decide where they choose to live. That almost sounds like a United States of America. That's almost what that sounds like. It almost sounds like a federalist system where the individual states can decide for themselves what they want to do and the direction they want to go. Man, what a wild concept. We should start a country like that. We'll start, starts with a C, Constitution. That'll be important. That'll be an important part of the country. Gosh, Joe Biden doesn't think so.
It's not hyperbole to suggest a very solemn moment. Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people that it had already recognized. They didn't limit it. They simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important.
He's so sad. And guess who's really, really sad? Dome. But at least in Dome's instance, you can see how it may be applicable to her.
We, the president, myself, many of us are deeply concerned and troubled by the Supreme Court's ruling today. It, I believe, defies common sense and the Constitution of the United States.
I had a thought just now. It just popped into my head. Because I had someone say to me earlier today, I was saying something about this decision, and I had someone, one of these crazy communists, say to me earlier today, Jesse, what are your thoughts about the 500,000 kids in foster care? To which I responded, I have a lot of thoughts about kids in foster care, but I've never once thought to myself, boy, they'd be better off dead. And it occurs to me that there's so little regard for human life on the left. They think that's applicable to everyone. That's genuinely what they think. I actually thought about what New York Governor Kathy Hochul said yesterday about guns, and it really brought home all the abortion stuff to me today.
There is a problem with gun violence, and I, as a law-abiding citizen, want to be able to hold a gun on my person so that I feel safer. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that individual?
I say that makes everyone else feel very unsafe. Hmm. We don't know if you're provoked. You know, you're in a bar, and you're having someone looks at your girlfriend or your boyfriend the wrong way. There are so many triggers. It is, if someone wants to have a legal gun license, protection in their home, that is their...
There are so many triggers? What if someone looks at you wrong in a bar? Kathy Hochul? Would you shoot somebody for looking at you wrong in a bar? I have a weapon on me at all times. If you're watching me do the show right now, the simulcast, remember I do you can watch me do the show. You have to sign up at thefirsttv.com/Jesse, thefirsttv.com/Jesse. You see this? This is a Glock 19. Yes, it is completely fully loaded. I'm holding it in my hands. I have a weapon on me at all times. If I'm running down to the gas station, I have a weapon. If I'm in church, I have a weapon. If I'm going across the country, I have a weapon. If I'm driving, I have a weapon. I always have a weapon on me. And it has never once, and by the way, I have road rage, and it has never once occurred to me to pull out my weapon and start killing people. Why do you think people think like that, Kathy Hochul? Is that how you think? It doesn't even occur to me to kill anybody when I'm in the gas station and the guy in front of me starts buying lottery tickets. Even then, the gun stays right where it is and it just never enters my mind to pull it out and start murdering people. But this is why they lose their mind when it comes to things like abortion. They have no regard really for human life. They think that's applicable to everybody. Now back to what we've been saying about how we're sandwiched on the top and the bottom, how these vile people on the top, Pelosi and Dome and Biden and the media people, how they whip people up into a frenzy using all this dangerous language, people like Maxine Waters.
See this turnout here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies, and if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies.
So we have all this crazy rhetoric on top. And then we have the vile street communists on the bottom. Remember, they've already been vandalizing churches and burning pro-life centers. And now we have word about this group, this violent street terrorist group, Jane's Revenge, how they're essentially putting out word now it's on. It might end up being a very dark, very violent night. And we'll get to that in just a moment. They hear this crazy rhetoric at the top, and the vile, violent street communists at the bottom choose to act on that dangerous rhetoric. And then there's another part of it. Then you have an FBI that won't come down on the vile street communists on the bottom. Then you have local DAs all across the country from LA to New York City who will take these violent, vile street communists and turn them loose once they've carried out the marching orders of the people on the top. This lady, Jennifer Rogers at CNN, she understands when she says this that violent street terrorists are listening.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaking betrayal of half of the country. Sorry, I'm getting, watching the women there. It's emotional. It's a real problem. People are talking about privacy issues. Can states who are trying to criminalize abortion, not just of the women getting them, but of doctors providing them, of people driving them to the clinic, are they going to be able to search your apps? There's apps that track menstrual cycles. How far are these states going to try to go in criminalizing every single aspect of women trying to control their reproductive rights? And that's where it gets scary, because we don't know what states are going to try to do. And as Jeff says, it's going to be
scary. Criminalizing. A dark day. The street communists are listening, and tonight they will act. And I have some thoughts on that for you. And then we are going to get to questions, because I have a ton of great ones on a great Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, while we're live here. I have a couple suggestions about tonight. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And here's a dark reminder for you on this great day. Remember, I'm going to be gone for a week. And I know that sucks. I know what it's like to turn on your show, your favorite show, which obviously I'm everyone's favorite show, Chris. I know what it's like to turn on your favorite show and hear someone else's voice in the chair. Look, I have no choice. America is being invaded by fish. My dad, me, my sons, we are going to pick up our fishing poles and march into battle and see if we can't stop this. And what, Chris? We're going to see if we can't stop this invasion before it gets any worse. Three generations of Kellys. We're marching out to war. Don't worry, I'll be back in a week, all right? I'm just got to go do some fishing, and then I'll fill you in on all the details and all that and stuff, all right? So just remember, hey, we have a bunch of different fill-in hosts coming up, a bunch of different ones. I want to know what you think. I want to know what you think. If you love one, like I know you love James T. James T is my friend. He's the man. James, when James T fills in, he brings fun and energy and humor. I love that. Like I prefer that. I don't like, oh, everything sucks all the time radio. I think that's terrible. I know you like James T, so that's why we always include James T in the mix. I'll have others. If you don't like one, email us and let us know. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you do like one, email us and let us know. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You are, to your credit, vocal about what you like and don't like. You always have been, and I love that. I love that. We don't know. You're not sitting here in the room with me. We don't know unless you tell me. All right? All right. One more thing on this Roe versus Wade thing, and then we'll get to some other stuff. Here's MSNBC's Chuck Todd.
It's the first time in my lifetime that I can think of where a Supreme Court took away a right. Supreme Court's, I can't think of another court in the last 100 years that has done this. A right that was there taken away. You know, we're used to the Supreme Court granting rights, same-sex marriage, you know, sort of in reinterpreting things. This is a specific right being taken away from slightly more than half the population. So I just think it's going, we don't fully know the consequences yet. That's why we love the...
Is he really stupid? No, hear me out. I'm actually not trying to be mean. I'm trying to be nice. Maybe we need to get him some help. Is he dumb? I think he might be dumb. I've been interviewed by Chuck Todd before, and I'll tell you, it was, of course, a little hit piece thing on it. I walked away thinking, I think he might be really dumb. Maybe we... What, Chris? I'm trying to be nice. Maybe we need to get him some help. All right? Maybe we need some help. All right, now to some advice I have for you. It's a great day. Smile. Good. I want you to listen to something real quick. And I want you to understand this person you hear, it's not some random person on a street corner. This person has a social media following of over 150,000 people. This is her reaction to the Roe versus Wade overturn today.
All the human rights are going to start falling down. All right, LGBTQ plus community, we're next on the chopping block. And birth control. And possibly interracial marriage. So pretty much we're going... The only thing that's going to have rights in this country is white men and guns.
This is about the woman who tried to have a baby so bad and ended up having a miscarriage who now has to go stand on trial. If we don't stand up now and do something about this, The Handmaid's Tale is going to be more than just a show. And I am sick. How do I look at my daughters and tell them that they're growing up in an amazing place when they're not?
How do I look at my daughters and tell them they're growing up in an amazing place when they're not? How can you look at your daughters and tell them they can't have abortions and that upsets you? By word.
I love to travel and spend money. Like, I love to spend money. But if you are a red state and you have anti-abortion laws, not only will I not visit your state and not spend my money there, but I will also not be sending my children there to college.
You might have thought that was pretty benign. Listen to this and listen closely.
I'm just convinced we need to burn it all down because at this point, I don't know what else we're supposed to do. I'm advocating for violence. I am advocating for violence because there are people that are doing a really bad job. But the problem with the job is, even though they're doing such a bad job, they do this job until they die. So we're just supposed to sit back and let these people do a really bad job and have really seriously negative consequences on millions of people. And we're supposed to do what? Sit on the sidelines? Light it on fire.
Light it on fire. There's riot police outside of the Supreme Court. We have audio recordings of terrorist groups around the country threatening things. So this is my message to you. If you have a church or a synagogue, make a phone call, send an email, let them know. Maybe, look, maybe they're unaware. Maybe it's one of those places, oh, we don't get involved in politics. All that stuff's fine. You don't have to make it political. Let them know it's a good idea to have some form of security, off-duty cops, private security of some kind placed outside of your church or synagogue. Definitely tonight, and I mean definitely tonight, and probably for the next couple weeks until the heat dies down. This is something you should do. You should do it right now. It's more important than listening to my show. Get a message to your church or synagogue to be protected. Let's talk about you personally. You have heard me say to you 1,000 times before, get out of the city, get out of the city, get out of the city. Look, I'm not telling you to run down and get in your car right now and take off for the burbs. I'm not telling you to do that. What I am telling you to do is this. If you're in a city tonight, if you're in a city tonight, or the city, I guess I should say, stay in. If you're hungry, get some food delivered. Nothing wrong with getting a good old-fashioned pizza and some beer delivered. You got a whole world at your fingertips when you got your phone now. Stay in. And I say that because it's going to be crazy out there, and you're in a place where you cannot reasonably assume you will be protected by the various powers that be. Do you think the DA is going to have your back? Do you think the jury is going to have your back if something goes crazy? Are you allowed to carry a weapon and protect yourself? Stay in. All right? Call your church. Call your synagogue. Tell them to put private security out there. You, personally, stay in and make sure you're protected. And tell family and friends that. It is very likely, although it's a great day, it's very likely going to be not so great of a night. There are demonic forces at work in this country. And if you don't believe me when I say there are, I want you to go look at all the pro-abortion protesters out there right now. You don't have to be pro-life to look at these people and say, something's wrong. There's something deeply, deeply wrong with what's going on. That's enough of all that. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it's question time, baby. And one more thing. While you stay in tonight, since you're just watching a movie, eating a pizza, drinking some beer, how about you practice with your weapon? Get a Mantis X. I know you've already probably gotten one by now, if not order one. A Mantis X will be delivered to your door. You attach it to your weapon, and you practice with your weapon in your home. If you're not sure if you should practice, I would recommend you go turn on the news and look at all the footage out there right now. Practice, practice, practice. Green Berets use Mantis X. Marines, Paris Island Boot Camp, they're using Mantis X. This is what the professionals use. It's not target practice. They're giving you feedback on your shooting. Do this, don't do that. They're putting you through drills, giving you guidance. You will get better. And boy, do we all need to get better, myself included. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. Go. Make sure you're ready.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and a great day. A great day. And those of you who've been listening for the past couple days, remember that I chose to get involved, if you want to put it that way, in a little dust up in a town called Friendswood, Texas. Friendswood, really red town, had some absolute communist nutball getting ready to be its grand marshal. We put out the word. You acted, not me. You acted, called, emailed City Hall. Grand Marshal's gone. A good day, a good thing. Got some emails too. Dear Jesse, I'll never doubt the great Oracle again. I did as you suggested and emailed the mayor and city manager of Friendswood, and they heard our voices, and we obtained a victory. I honestly didn't think it would work, and they would see all these emails and brush them aside, as all politicians do. But with many voices making their concerns, they had to listen. Today was a good day. Said I can read his name on the air. His name is John. Jesse, thank you. Thank you for highlighting and putting pinpoint pressure on what was happening in Friendswood, Texas. I've always thought, why don't other conservative media put pressure on these local issues? List the email, list the number. This is public information. Give your disclaimer, no criminal threats, but put highly focused pressure on small governments. This is the way. Thank you. This is the way. And I want to tell you a couple things. Remember this. A few different things, actually. One, I'm going to do this again. If you have something like this in your local area, you can email it to us. Remember, we're going to need verification on things, documentation on things. I'm not just going to take a random email and run with it. But occasionally, this is not going to be all the time, so that'll get boring. Occasionally, we're going to do this again. Maybe it's where you live. We are going to start using national power to change things locally. This is something I believe in. That's one. Two, you don't need me for this. I'm not naive. I understand because I've been given this gigantic platform, which I know I don't deserve, but because I've been given this platform, I can add a lot more juice to it. But you have social media too. You have a cell phone too where you can organize friends and family. Your city hall, your local library, your school board, your whatever, you know contact information. I'm not talking personal contact information, professional phone numbers, professional emails. You can organize a group of people to go down someplace and have a little protest of your own. You must be an activist. Be your own activist. I can't do all of them. I won't even be able to do a tiny fraction of all the little local things that need to be done across the country. But you know the problems. You're the one who's motivated. You get involved and do it. Become an activist. And three, you should know that since we've done this, the commies in my area, they're furious at me over this whole thing. Because remember, this is in my area. They're furious at me about it. Who is this guy? Where did he come from? They're writing hit pieces in the local papers and all that. So if you're listening right now, you local communists, I want you to understand. It's really, really important you understand a couple things. One, I'm not sorry. Two, I hope you hate me. You don't understand. You're used to dealing with something else. This is the new right. We are anti-communists here. I crave your hatred. I want you to hate me. That means I'm doing the right thing. And three, I'm not going to stop. I'm not even close to stopping. I haven't even gotten started yet. We're going to play these games now. And you should see how outraged these people get when somebody whips up a mob to go make a bunch of phone calls and emails, and all of a sudden that prompts action. You know, the thing the commies have been doing this country for decades. They're so outraged that anyone on the right would do such a thing. They're just mortified by it. Well, communists, welcome to the game, baby. Welcome to the game. You wrote the rules. You wanted to play these games. Well, guess what? I love these games. These games are wonderful for me. I'm a terrible person. I was made to play in these games. I'm right down there with it, and I'm better than you at it. I'm not even close to stopping. All right, we're going to get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Before I do that, I am going to talk about one more quick thing here. I am getting probably something you're getting a lot in air quality alerts. These air quality alerts are everywhere. Pollen counts through the roof, extra hot. It's just brutal. Maybe your eyes itch. Maybe you're snotty. Maybe your ears itch or hurt. Maybe your lymph nodes are swollen. Maybe allergies are killing you this year. Do you have your Eden Pure Thunderstorms yet? You know, they sell a 3-pack for under $200 now with my promo code. With the promo code Jesse3, that's Jesse and the number 3, you can go to EdenPureDeals.com and get a 3-pack for $200 off. This thing has changed my life. I actually got to physically throw away the over-the-counter allergy medication I've taken for years. I keep one in my room, one in my son's room, and we keep one in our general living area. Go and do likewise. Get them for the office. Get them for the house. You won't regret it. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. It's time. It's time for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Hey, Jesse. I've been watching this Theodore Roosevelt documentary on the History Channel. Curious if you've seen it and what's your opinion of him. I have not seen it. I do know a bit about Theodore Roosevelt. I won't say I'm an expert, but I know a bit. I know a bit about the man. I will say, as a quick side note, I still cannot believe New York removed his statue. Theodore Roosevelt wasn't just a lion for America. He was a lion for New York. A central part. He was such a huge part of New York. And you let these vile street communists remove a statue to him? It is a disgrace. It is a national disgrace. Yeah, and believe me, I'm going to get to some negative here in a minute. The positive of Theodore Roosevelt is he is just an incredible human being, a very unique person, a very sickly child. Did you know Teddy Roosevelt was a very sickly child, asthmatic and just very weak and pushed around? And he just, I can't wrap my mind around this. He just decided through force of will that he wasn't going to be sick or sickly anymore. He was just going to make himself not be sick. And he just throws himself into everything. He throws himself into boxing and wrestling and kung fu. And at one point in Theodore Roosevelt's life, he packs up his stuff and he heads out west to live. I mean, and this is a guy who from a very wealthy family. This is not a guy who had to do this. He chooses to live with the rough guys and live a rough life where it's too cold and it's too hot and you're too hungry and you're too thirsty. And he's out hunting buffalo and he's just decided, I want to be a Wild West tough guy. And he packs up his stuff and he goes to become a Wild West tough guy. And let's not forget, Theodore Roosevelt got shot on the way to giving a speech. He not only told the crowd to back off because the crowd gathered around the guy who shot him and they were going to beat him to death. He saved the life of his assassin. He then goes to the event and gives the speech with a gunshot in his chest. He has a bullet buried in his chest and he stands up there bleeding, giving the speech. The dude is just a nutball and just the best. If it sounds like I'm geeking out on Teddy Roosevelt, I am. I love the guy. Now, that was most of the good. There's one other good portion about Teddy Roosevelt. He has what I consider to be the greatest political quote of all time. I will read that for you in a second, and then I'll tell you the negative. And we'll move on to a great Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Hang on.